Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday. It's December 5th. 5:30. Thank you guys so much for getting up early with us. We know it is super early, and here you are hanging out with us for this half hour just for you. It's so good to have you guys here. Almost to the weekend. How you doing this morning?
I've had a busy Thursday morning already, it's just 5:30 driving in here, just driving down to the radio station, and right across from West Tech school there on the west side of town. I always say it's Desert Foothills, but I guess it's technically Sahara. The car in front of me swerved. And then I see what he swerved, and there was what I thought was a dog lying on the side of the road. It was either a dog or a coyote. And so then I swerved to pass it, and then kept driving, thinking, like, oh my gosh, I want to make sure, is it a dog? Is it a coyote? And then secondly, is it dead? Is it alive? And so I ended up circling back around and driving back up the road and pulling up to it. It was a coyote that got hit, and sadly, the coyote had passed away. And so then I called 311 to tell animal control that there's a dog or a coyote on the side of the road that's kind of in a spot that's a little bit dangerous, but 311 animal control tells you to call 911. So I called 911, and 911 doesn't pick up right away. They put you on hold when you call 911. So after about like a minute and a half, the operator picked up and I told her what was going on, and they're going to send someone out there to take care of things. But yikes. It was a sad situation.
Sad. That is really sad. I mean, my gosh, what can you do though at that point? You know, it just warn others, but it's sad that they don't answer the phone.
I couldn't believe it. 311, I understand. I go through all the prompts and I found animal control. Then animal control says if there's a situation, call 911. And 911, it's like, please hold. You're next in line. I'm like, whoa, what if this was something serious? I needed an operator right away. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I don't know why my computer just started playing. So now I'm sad.
I know. It was sad. I pulled right up and the little fella's just, I'm looking at him like, oh, buddy, I'm sorry. You know, it's your time. You know,
it's going to be a sad day today.
I don't know. It's just this happening to me this morning. It's just an interesting morning. So how are you this morning? How was your Thursday morning? I know. It's a sad situation.
My Thursday was good. It was busy. A lot, you know, just kind of run around place to place and trying to get my daughter. She's back in her club sports season. So we're just kind of getting stuff ready for that. They've got some travel this year. So I'm just trying to... This week was Travel Tuesday, and they had some deals, and so I was kind of waiting to see if there were any deals on flights to any of the cities that she has to travel to this year, and I wasn't able to find anything, but still the prices are not, like, super bad at this point. So, yeah, I've just been kind of working on arranging things and seeing, like, okay, is this a trip for all of us? Is this just a trip for one of us? You know, stuff like that. But, yeah, other than that, watched Outlander last night. It's back, and so just catching up. I think there's two episodes that have aired, so I'm just having a hard time getting into it because I kind of forgot what happened when they, like, that's why I don't like how shows wait so long in between seasons. Like, it's a year, and I'm like, how am I supposed to remember what happened last year? So I'm watching, and I'm like, who's that guy? And Matt's trying to explain, that's the guy that was in this war with so-and-so. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, who's that lady? And he's like, that's a lady that cast a spell on so-and-so. I'm like, I don't remember any of these people. Where
you
did
forget
they come
the story
from?
Lines. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And which one is Outlander? Remind me. What's that one about?
That's the one about the time travelers.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
It's
yeah.
really, really good. I like it. But like I said, I'm just trying to remember everyone and trying to figure out who is who. I know the two main characters. I'll never forget that. As a matter of fact, the guy that plays Jamie on the show, who I absolutely love, he was in town for F1, and then he was at the Raider game, and I was just like, oh my god, what if I ran into Jamie from Outlander in Las Vegas? I absolutely love him, and his real name is Sam Heughan, and we went to a restaurant that a lot of celebrities go to, and I told them, I'm like, if Sam Heughan comes tonight, you have to tell me. You have to tell me if he's here. I want to meet him. And they're like, oh, I didn't see him on the list, but I'll definitely let you know. I'm like, okay, thank you.
They're like, he's actually coming in at 9:15. If you'd like to come back, thank you.
I would go there. So, yeah, but we've got a busy Thursday going on today. A lot of good stuff, including day number 4 of the 12 Days of Christmix. You get to pick a prize from underneath our Christmix tree. What will it be? That is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Lots going on, but let's get to it. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots? Do you want to hear Another Night by Real McCoy? Another night, another dream, but always you. It's like a vision of love that seems to be true. Another night. Or do you want to hear I Know You Want Me by Pitbull? Those are your choices. All you got to do right now is get your votes in. You can do that by tweeting us at Mercedes in the AM. We're also on Threads. You can call or text us at 702-364-9400. Or you can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, does your animal do something interesting, or do they do like a stupid pet trick? One boy's bird appears to be the newest up-and-coming dentist. We'll explain coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and I Know You Want Me by Pitbull is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick up.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know, they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's going to be called Caiocho.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I love animals so much, and I think it's so cute when animals do like tricks, just a simple shake or lay down or whatever. We trained our dogs to, we'd say roll over, and they're pugs, so they literally like get stuck on their back and like try to get over. But I love when animals do tricks. This might be taking it to a whole new level. So there's this video of a young boy, and he's in China, and he has a loose tooth, and he has a pet parrot. So he takes his pet parrot and he opens his mouth, and the parrot sticks his head in its mouth and pulls the tooth out. He literally just yanks out the loose tooth for him. Now, that's a trick. I don't know how you teach them that or how they know, or maybe they have some sixth sense about, oh, this tooth is loose, I must remove it. But have you seen the video?
Here's the thing, that when he first brought it up, there was a video of a girl doing it, so I watched a different one. Is this a thing? Because she's it's the same way. This, and I'm watching the boy from China do it, and this girl here, she did it the same way. The bird just goes in the mouth and pulls that tooth out. Oh my gosh.
Maybe birds know, like, if a tooth is dead, maybe they can smell it
maybe.
Or something, and they're like, oh, I must remove this, but... Talk about a smart animal. I didn't know parrots were that smart. I know they could repeat words that you say. Have you ever heard like the cursing parrots who are like bleep and bleep bleep bleep? Like, whoa, how did they learn that? They just listen to their owners, I guess.
But I guess, yeah.
Does your animal do any sort of like interesting trick? Or you remember there was on David Letterman a segment called Stupid Pet Tricks?
Oh yeah, it was a hit. Yeah,
yeah. Like, what is the thing that you have trained your animal to do? 702-364-9400. And just on top of that, did you have a weird way that you pulled your tooth? Like, was there anything that you did? Our parents always told us, eat an apple if you have a loose tooth, because it'll come out on the apple. But I'll never forget one year I was visiting my grandparents in New Mexico. I had a loose tooth, and my grandpa pulled out some it was string, and he tied it around my tooth, and he literally tied it to the doorknob and slammed the door shut, and it went... And it came right out.
See, that's what I was going to ask, because I was growing up, I was the apple. I remember my grandmother giving me an apple, and not just like, okay, chewing on the apple. Next thing you know, that loose tooth was in the apple. Like, wow, the tooth fairy came. But always hearing about that with the door and thinking that was just something you see in the movies or cartoons. That actually works?
That actually worked, and it happened to me.
And you sat there like, okay, grandpa.
I was kind of like scared, but I just figured he was my grandpa, so he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, stand here. Like, you had to stand a certain distance away, because when the door closed, the string tightened and it just yanked it right out, and it happened so fast that I didn't have time to like cry or anything. I just, the next thing I know, there's the piece of string and my tooth hanging on the end of it on the doorknob, and I'm standing there and I'm like, oh my gosh, the tooth is gone.
It worked.
So bizarre.
What if it didn't work? Like, oh, grandpa.
That would have scared me. Because, like, what if I would have got pulled towards the door and, like, ran my face into the door? Then all my teeth fall out.
Like, grandpa, what are you doing to me? It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2180.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday, December 5th. How you guys doing? 20 days till Christmas. Where's the year going?
Whoa.
This is crazy. Yeah, put it all into perspective. Late Thanksgiving this year really threw me off. So I'm just like, I've got packages coming to the house, but I feel like I don't, there's not much in them. Like, I'm not getting a lot of gifts this year. It's like, I just feel like we have everything we need. So these packages coming to the house, I'm opening them and they're like paper towels, cleaning wipes,
garbage bags,
because they were all things that were on sale for Black Friday. So I just made sure that we got plenty of those things. But as far as presents go, no, we're very behind this year.
That's a good thing you got cleaning wipes, actually, because there's some kind of stomach bug that's going around Las Vegas. And my friends got hit with this it was the Friday before Thanksgiving. I was talking to our friends this week, and their son came home from school and had the stomach bug. Saturday, the other brother and the sister got the stomach bug. So now all the kids got the stomach bug. Saturday night, dad gets the stomach bug. Late Sunday afternoon, mom gets the stomach bug. It wiped out my friend's entire family. Here's the thing, though. They started feeling better like late Monday, early Tuesday morning. Everyone started feeling better, but they decided to do a low-key Thanksgiving and had some friends over the Friday after Thanksgiving. They invited us, and we just couldn't go. I found out that three people that were inside that house the Friday after Thanksgiving also got the stomach bug.
Oh, man. It's going around. It's that time of year.
It wiped out an entire family, and then people that went into the house a week after the initial kid got the stomach bug also got the stomach flu from this house.
Oh, my goodness. Good thing you didn't go.
Exactly. I completely avoided danger. Have you ever had an illness wipe out your entire family?
No, for us, it's like one or two people will get it, but I don't know. I'm the one that has the immune system in my family for some reason. There was a stomach bug that went from person to person. I call it Puke Fest 2012.
Okay. And
it was just everyone was throwing up everywhere. I was the only one who didn't get it. But I got stuck cleaning everything up. It was awful.
You're immune to it.
I don't know what it is. I have a pretty decent immune system. And I say that now. Watch me get sick because of that, but it's like what I got COVID this year, and that was the first time I ever got it. Like, I never had it, and I was shocked because I was like, wait, I can get this? Because I thought I was like immune to it. I was absolutely shocked when I got it because I had gone this entire time without having it, and then I got it. I was like, oh dang, I thought I was immune to this.
4 years after the pandemic, it finally catches up to
Mercedes. It finally got me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea.
We know it's a strong strand. If it got you, it took you down in 2024.
It was shocking.
I remember getting that text message from people like, hey guys, I got COVID. I'm like, Mercedes got COVID?
I know. I took the test twice. I'm like, this has got to be a false positive. There's no way I got it. And
get
yes,
me more
I
tests,
did.
Matt. Yeah. There's no way this is true. Hey, the 12 Days of Christmas, if you haven't heard, it came back on Monday, and at 9:40, you get to pick a present from underneath the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree. We gave out Janet Jackson tickets. There's Apple products, spa packages. It all happens at 9:40. Now, up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
All right. Well, we are going to talk about the viral trends on TikTok from the past year. Can you name one of them? They just came out with their year-end rundown. And some of these things will bring back some major memories. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
TikTok is trending this morning. They posted their year in review, and it highlighted some of the major trends on the app over the last year. See if these ring any bells for you. They didn't really rank anything. They just kind of mentioned several of the year's breakouts. That includes the baby hippo, Mudang, Pesto, the penguin. If you had to pick, who do you go with, Mudang or Pesto?
Oh, I don't know Pesto the penguin.
Oh,
so
I go
with Mudang.
Oh,
yeah.
Pesto.
Pesto the penguin.
He's ornery. He's really cute though. But I go with Mudang also. Steph, who do you go with, Pesto or Mudang?
That is the first time that I've heard about Pesto too. But Pesto is so
adorable.
Pesto's cute. I'm changing my vote to Pesto.
He's a troublemaker, but he's hilarious.
Little devil.
Yeah, I love Pesto the penguin. Also mentioned was influencer Jules LeBron.
Very demure, very mindful.
Of course, the catchphrase that everyone started using. Kelly Hyer's Apple Dance was one of them. The dance that went to Charlie XCX's song Apple. Everyone was doing it. That was one of the big things on TikTok this year. Megan Bonney's Man in Finance meme. Do you know that one?
No.
I'm looking for a man in finance.
I'm looking for a man in finance. Trust fund. 6'5". Blue eyes. Finance. Trust fund. 6'5". Blue eyes.
It was a girl who said that, and then they turned it into a song.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. 6'5", Blue Eyes.
This was, this was on the list. As for music, this was TikTok's most popular artist of the year. Sabrina Carpenter just blew away the competition. She was the biggest when it came to music usage on the app. Also making the list, she was followed by Ice Spice.
she shake it like jelly.
I'm afraid to play more of that. And Ellie Choppa was on the list. I'm actually, just based on the title of the song you put in, Steph, I know you put Clean on there. I'm just too scared to play.
Don't worry. You don't have to play. Although it's Clean, the title of the song is not.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's going to come up on our locks. Like, who played this song with the S word in it? What is happening? Billie Eilish was also on that list.
Such a good song.
Yeah, one of the most popular artists on TikTok this year. And then rounding out the top five, Meghan Trainor. And of course, there was a little dance to this song.
Was this song in 2024? Or was this a song that was resurgence this year?
I think it was out this year. Maybe it was out last year, but she was one of the most used. It could have not just been this song. It could have been some of her other songs too. But the top song in the U.S., which we play on this radio station, is Million Dollar Baby, Tommy Richmond. That was the number one song on TikTok this year. Are there any trends or anything that kind of stood out to either of you guys that you really liked on TikTok this year?
It's that whole very demure, very mindful one. Because I remember when Sophie brought that up with Sophie Says, I'm like, what is this? Of course, it sticks. So for me, it's that one. You, Steph?
Recently, it's been all Wicked for me. Everyone trying to be Elphaba and Glinda and seeing Defying Gravity. That has been a lot on my timeline, recently at least.
I like the one, like, did he have brains or not? You know the one?
Yes.
Yes!
Popular.
I love that one. I think we've all made. Do you know what we're talking about?
I have no idea, no.
Okay, let me
see. I'm not on TikTok as much as
Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, Instagram is where I'm mostly on.
Right. That's the one I like right now. So there you go. Those are your big TikTok trends trending this morning for 2024, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1 hits Mercedes in the morning. I think that we've all been inspired by someone that we see on stage or we see on TV and we're like, oh my gosh, I love their style. I got to get myself like that jacket or those shoes. That's so cool. But I think there's a point where you may cross the line and it becomes an obsession and you turn into like a stocky kind of fan. I don't know. Is that this situation?
I would say so. It's some friends of ours, and they've been in Vegas for a few years. They're from Boston, and they recently, I would say it was like mid late October, started watching Yellowstone. They never watched an episode of Yellowstone, and I'm always saying how great the show is. So they finally started watching it, and they went all in, just binging it and everything. And my buddy has fallen in love with the show, like many people, but has also fallen in love with that lifestyle, and has transitioned his wardrobe and style to something straight out of Yellowstone, where he's got a cowboy hat, he's got like the bolo tie, the cowboy boots, the whole nine yards.
Is this quote unquote friend? Does his name rhyme with Hey C? is that the quote unquote friend? Is this you? Because
no.
you have a Yellowstone vibe to you. Am I right, Steph? Does he kind of have a Yellowstone like look?
He comes in and I feel the vibe. Like he just watched an episode last night. I can totally see it.
This is not a friend, is it?
It's
you.
Don't lie, JC.
This is the guy that helped to help an injured coyote this morning, like Rip would do this morning on the way to the radio station.
You dress like kind of like a cowboy, like. It's you, isn't it?
It is not me. It is my friend. No, seriously, he's going all in, the whole nine yards. He does finances. He works in an office in Summerlin. Very sweet person. He's got this Boston accent.
That's a lot of details for a that you're giving. Usually when you're trying to cover something up, you make sure you have all the details ready in your mind.
This is KC, his alter ego.
Yes, exactly.
As my friend's wife said, he's cosplaying as a cowboy in the middle of Summerlin.
Does your friend's wife, does her name rhyme with Mora? I'm just out of curiosity. But
listen, at least we have a couple horses. They don't have any horses. They have no tie to Yellowstone or Ranch Landing at all. And my friend, she is embarrassed for her husband because she feels that people are making fun of him, as some people like to do if someone changes their wardrobe like that. And she thinks, you know, he should dial it back a little bit. But he just seems to be loving life right now, dressing up as Governor John Dutton going into work.
But you know, I feel like if you like it, wear it. People are going to make fun of you no matter what. Like, or maybe they won't, but people will always have an opinion. if you care too much about that, you're never going to be happy. It's like, you know, we joke with you in jest, but it's like, hey, if you like it, you should be able to dress up like the Yellowstone guy, JC. Like, that's fine. It's totally fine.
So tomorrow I can go full rip when I come in here with yes. the blue jeans and the black shirts.
No, but in all seriousness, like, everyone's going to have an opinion. Does it make the guy happy? Like, don't, I think his wife should not be embarrassed for him. Let him be happy. You know what? Maybe it's a phase. Maybe it's not a phase. Maybe he's going to delve deeper into it, but it's like, why should it be your decision if it's something that makes him happy?
If it makes him happy, I'll let him go all in. And I think, yeah, too, what if this is his turning point? This is going to be his new identity. He just wanted to change his thing and go Yellowstone and John Dutton and that whole look, and he sticks with it. And if that's something you want to do, at some point, you got to make that change and start living the Yellowstone lifestyle.
Just make those transitions. I mean, I try to think of all the different kind of things that I was into, and it was a phase, and then I phase out of it, and people will make their comments, and it's like, okay, well, it's not you, you know, so you should not wear that.
Thank you.
If you don't like it, you should not wear that.
Thank you. So tomorrow I'll figure out how to wear my cowboy hat with my headphones.
Yes, exactly. There's got to be a way to make it happen. Just go with the wireless ones.
There
you'll
you
be
go.
Fine.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Did you guys see, like, this the whole airline executives having to answer questions in that Senate hearing yesterday?
Oh, about the bag fees and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. In the hearing yesterday, lawmakers expressed frustration at the additional costs for things like bags and seat choice. They accused airlines of making billions from these charges. Some senators called the fees junk charges, and they criticized the airlines for harassing customers with hidden fees. So they're calling for a review of airline charging practices and potential fines for the company. One of the things I thought was absolutely fascinating about this, I had no idea. I guess, like, Frontier Airlines got the brunt of the grilling for things. Like, they were incentivizing employees for making passengers carry their or check in their carry-on bags. So they, you go on with a carry-on, and you know how they say, oh, you're gonna have to check that. They were actually getting incentives for every bag that
no
they could
kidding.
Do that.
Oh my gosh, causing an inconvenience for the flyers and the passengers.
Yes, it's like, oh, okay, I need to make, you know, $100. I'm going to get these three people and tell them they have to check in their bag. And if you don't, then all of a sudden you're a menace, and you could potentially get kicked off the flight. So of course you're going to do it. It's like, that is so shady. I cannot believe that.
We flew Frontier, gosh, a couple of years ago. We normally fly Southwest, and Southwest has their policies, and there's a certain size when it comes to your bag. And I think they judge by eye, and you get away with certain things. But I remember when we flew Frontier, we're waiting to board the plane, and they have that thing, like, you put your bag in a thing to make sure it's the right size. And if your bag looks a little bit bigger, they have this, like, fake box thing. You put, if it doesn't fit in, like, you got to check it. And they were doing that with people's bags. They were very strict with their check-on policy about the size. If it's a half an inch too big, they're going to make you check it in.
Yeah, well, and they were getting $10 a bag
wow.
for doing that. But their CEO says that the people that are carrying on oversized carry-ons, he called them shoplifters. He said, these are people that are stealing. It's not fair to everyone else who follows the rules. Granted, I agree. Like, when you're stuffing that gigantic bag in that little box just to say, oh, see, it fits, that's wrong. But, like, I think of the people who had a normal bag, but they found something wrong with it so they could check it in and get their $10 for it.
But at the end of the day, it's like, it's if I got 100 pounds worth of stuff that I'm traveling with, and I'm going to take 50 with it as my carry-on, another 50 pounds of clothes and stuff I want to check in, it's still 100 pounds
on
the plane.
It's still on the same plane.
Yeah, anywhere you put it. I'm taking 75 pounds worth of carry-on and 25 check-in. It's still the same weight, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was just really contentious yesterday. So we'll see if anything changes after that. Also this morning, Taylor Swift, she has been named a Spotify's top global artist of 2024. That earns her the honor for the second year in a row, 26.6 billion streams.
Whoa.
Yeah, think about that. Billion. With a B. Tortured Poets Department was the most streamed album of the year on Spotify. But her re-recorded 1989 Taylor's version, that did very well. And so did Lover. Lover also ranked in the top 10. So in celebration, Spotify, they launched a Taylor Swift themed in-app Easter egg and shared video messages from her to thank her top listeners. But yeah, no surprise. It was a huge year for her. her.
Massive year for her.
Finally, this morning, Costco, their hot dog debuted 40 years ago, if you can believe it. And it was priced at $1.50. They have never changed that price. So it's kind of become a legendary kind of thing, the Costco hot dog, right? But Sam's Club, they've come up with a very interesting idea to compete with that Costco hot dog. It's a holiday hot dog. They're testing something called the Holly Dog. And the toppings combine Thanksgiving and Christmas. I don't know how I feel about you. So the menu options include a hot dog topped with turkey on one side and prime rib roast on the other. A hot dog topped with mashed potatoes on one side and Christmas cookies on the other. Or one topped with pumpkin pie on one side and candy canes on the other.
Some peppermint on your hot dog.
This sounds like a monstrosity. I do not want any part of this. There are only a few locations that are offering this insanity. One location is in New York City today only. They're going to have one in Nashville on Monday and then one in Dallas next Tuesday. So I don't know if they're going to have it here locally. If you go to Sam's Club, check it out. Let us know. They're not available in the warehouse. They're actually just being served at a pop-up cart outside of Sam's Club. But they also suggest people make their own holly dog concoctions at home, like, you know, maybe like stovetop stuffing on one side and sweet potatoes on the other, or mac and cheese on the other. And they want you to share these creations on social media, tag Sam's Club, and tell them which location should get the holly dog next.
Okay, you have to make one. What do you put on it? Stuffing and something else? Or what would you go with?
With combining Christmas and Thanksgiving, I think I go on the Thanksgiving side. I will go mashed potatoes and gravy. And then on the Christmas side, I will go eggnog.
Oh, gosh.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Oh, the bun's getting all soggy from that eggnog and everything.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
We have a lot coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. The Mega Minute at 7:30. When you conquer it, you're going to get those tickets to go see Josh Groban.
And coming up next, a local mom has gone viral because she says her daughter is not only being bullied, but she has been threatened with her life. What happened? We are going to get you all the details coming up next. It's Mix.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you have kids, at some point you have probably had to deal with bullying issues. And one mom is going viral right now for a video she posted regarding her daughter's situation.
And it's involving her 11-year-old daughter. Do you want to play the video? Because I think if she didn't do this video, no one would be talking about this situation. It'll be swept under the rug.
Well, her name is Sandy Escalante, and this is part of the video that she posted.
Somebody threatened to kill my daughter, to follow her home and kill her after school. And the officer said, I don't think that kid would hurt anyone. I don't think that kid would kill anyone. How do you know, sir? How do you know? How do you know that this kid's not going to do that? That's what's wrong. Because if they would take these threats more serious, maybe all these school shootings wouldn't be going on. He said, well, you got to take that up with Congress. I got to take it up with Congress to be heard. Because all they're doing is a safety plan to change their classes. There's no punishment.
Her 11-year-old daughter, a school bully threatened to kill her.
You just hear the distress and the fear and the anger and the sadness in her voice. And I think any mother or father who had a threat made against their child like that would feel the same way, like the frustration. And sometimes I feel like the bullies are the ones that are being protected. Like, well, you know, I've had certain situations where, you know, I'm like, can you tell me who is, you know, doing this? And they're like, well, we can't release that information. Okay, can I speak with their parents about this situation so we can hash this out? We can't release that information. We have to give them another chance. And look, I get it. Some people are worthy of second chances. But if you're threatening to kill someone, that I think you should probably do a little more investigation instead of saying, they don't seem like the type of person to do that.
Well, they spoke to both kids, and the school said since there was no physical harm, they can't do anything. And there's some policies in play where they did switch the one child out of the classroom. But that's all the action they've taken so far in this kid who threatened to kill another 11-year-old. The kid walked up behind the little girl, whispered in her ear, and said, watch your back. I'm going to follow you home, and I'm going to kill you. And the school has taken pretty much zero action against this child.
Okay, so what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Have you had a situation where you have felt that frustration, where maybe your kid was bullied and you felt like no action was taken? What happened? And I'm just getting word that we actually have Sandy, the mother who made that video, on the phone. Let's talk to her coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. We're talking about school bullying here this morning, and a local mom has gone viral for a video she posted regarding her daughter, 11 years old, got threatened that by another kid that they would be followed home and killed. And she went to the school, reported it. They said that the person that made the threat doesn't seem like the type of person that would do something like that. Switched classes. There's a lot of frustration there. And if you've dealt with any sort of bullying issues, we want to hear from you at 702-364-9400. We got that mom on the phone. Her name is Sandy. Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Doing good.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We saw your video. We just played a little bit about it. And I'm really sorry that you and your daughter are going through this. It's got to be really hard. Can you talk to us about the situation a little bit and if anything has changed in regards to it?
So basically, my daughter got home to me crying that somebody had mentioned something to her that she was really scared about. So her twin brother actually told me that she was threatened that somebody was going to follow her home and kill her. And that happened Thursday after school. So when I went to school to have a sit-down conversation with the CCSD police officer in the school, they pretty much just told me, like, we're going to have a safety plan. If there's no witnesses, if she's not physically harmed, then there's not much we can do, like, police-wise. But for the school, they're going to do a safety plan and keep them away from each other so they have no contact. And that was my meltdown that I posted on my TikTok that I had no idea was going to go that viral.
Yeah, that must have really surprised you. You did get a lot of views, but I kind of feel like good. That shows that it needs to be exposed. Has anything changed as far as the interaction with the girls now? I don't know if it's another girl or a boy that made that threat to her, but have they had any contact? What has happened since that?
No. So since I went viral, I actually got a call Friday afternoon by the lieutenant officer, basically letting me know that they saw my video and that they did investigate it further. The boy did confess, so they are allowing me to pursue criminal charges. But as of now, they haven't had any contact because I believe the student's not allowed in school.
Do that student's parents know the situation? Do they inform the other parents about what's happening, what allegedly their child did?
Yeah, so from what I was told is that they went to talk to the parents with the CCSD police officer, but they don't disclose any information to me of, like, what the punishment is or, like, what the procedures that they're going to follow, because they didn't allow me to have a sit-down conversation with the parents.
I understand, you know, tensions are high. You don't want this to turn into something bigger between the parents and stuff, but I think it's important that you are informed as far as what's going on. I'm glad to hear that some action is being taken, and are you going to pursue charges?
Oh, yes, definitely we are. I feel like if it wasn't for that TikTok video that I posted, it probably wouldn't have gotten this far, or I wouldn't have gotten any movement or action on their part.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that is probably one of the only reasons why you're getting this attention. And Sandy, good for you for standing up for your child. I mean, any mother would probably do the same thing. And I just have so much respect for you. I please give your daughter our love. Please tell your son he's a great brother.
Yeah, my gosh, for helping out there.
And thanks for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it, Sandy.
No, thank you, guys. Hopefully with this, like, other parents going through something similar can, like, speak up about it. And know that we can get, like, hurt. We'll be heard, at least.
Exactly. And we're actually getting a lot of phone calls right now. We're going to take your calls here coming up next. If you've experienced something like this, what happened? We want to hear from you. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We've been talking about bullying and spoke to a mom who went viral because she was frustrated. Her daughter got a death threat. She didn't feel like any action was taken. That video got attention and action was taken. Let's talk to Michelle this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hey, what happened to you?
A few months ago here in Green Valley area, my daughter goes to middle school. And she came home and she told me there was a boy who's in her several of her classes. And then he told her he was going to assault her and to watch out.
Oh, gosh.
So she got home. Can you imagine? You know, it was terrible. I went straight. I sent an email to the principal and then I went straight to school. So now this happens a few months ago and I haven't heard from that principal.
You haven't heard anything in regards
to this? That woman hasn't replied to my email yet. Now, I went immediately there and I talked to the vice principal. And this is what she said. She said, that is very common that boys say those things to girls, so I wouldn't be surprised. And I said, I don't care what boys do here. I care about what he said to my daughter and what are we going to do about this?
Is that the issue where they're allowing this kind of behavior? Oh, that's just what boys do. And then with Sandy's, you need to take this up with Congress.
Yeah. She said, you would be surprised how many times I hear this. And I said, no, it's not about how many times you hear it. It's how many times you hear it and do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, why so dismissive about it? Like, boys will be boys. Yeah. And, you know, it's like... Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Michelle, how is your daughter doing now? Has anything changed? Has that boy left?
Yes, they told me that they were going to change her from her classes. And I said, no, you don't disrupt the victim. You do something about the person that's doing something against the kid. And I'm not going to allow you to change my daughter from her classes that she actually really likes.
Good for you.
I mean, it's not okay. We cannot re-victimize the kids.
We're making the victims here have to face the punishment, and it's not fair. Michelle, thank you so much for telling your story. Let's talk to Ashley. Ashley, there was a situation with your stepdaughter. What happened?
So this was the last straw because she had multiple instances of being bullied. So this time around, a boy hit her so hard on her face, he smacked her and busted her lip, and she was bleeding, face was swollen. The school refused to do anything about it. We tried to press charges. They refused to press charges, so we had to take matters into our own hands.
And how did you do that?
I got my 16-year-old son to approach the kid and tell him never to put his hands on his sister again.
What is with all these stories of boys bullying girls? Like, this is really bothering me. Like, are we not teaching our sons that they are not to ever lay a hand on a girl? I don't understand what's happening.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. And that's why when the school refused to do anything, the boy didn't get punished or anything by the school. So I told my son to go ahead and handle it.
Good for you, Ashley.
No physical violence, but I told him to make sure that he never does it again. Because it's ridiculous, boys putting their hands on girls.
And Ashley, too, from all these things we've heard, people saying, oh, there's no physical harm, we can't do anything. There was physical harm done to your daughter. She was struck by another child. A boy slapped her in the face. That should be, the charges should be pressed. Action should be taken. They did nothing. It just stuns me.
They did absolutely nothing. Her face was so swollen. The inside of her mouth was bleeding. It was horrible.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry that you and your stepdaughter went through that, Ashley. And you know what? It may not have been the right thing to do, but I think it was the right thing to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, we have to do something to make it stop.
Yep.
Yes.
One.
I agree with it, but best believe that boy's not messing with her again.
That's right. You got that to end. Ashley, thank you so much.
That's just a scary situation. These boys are striking girls in schools, and the schools are doing zero things about it.
We have to do better. We have to teach our sons that is not okay. Not to do that to anyone, but it's, why are we targeting girls? That's ridiculous. And I'm so ridiculous.
It's horrible. I'm all for it. Send a 16-year-old big brother. Yeah. Hey, listen. You touch my... Look at my sister differently in the future. There's going to be trouble. There's going to be a price to pay.
Yeah, that's really scary. But I'm glad we're, you know, shining a light on it. And maybe this provides some serious conversations for you and your kids and talk about this and what we never do. Don't touch other kids.
Absolutely. Well, here we go. That music means it's time for the Mega Minute.
We have your tickets right now to see Josh Groban. Just announced this week, it's the Gems exclusive Las Vegas engagement at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. And we have your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. You get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. And if you get them all right in that time, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Lauren is caller 20. Good morning, Lauren.
Woo!
Lauren.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
There you are. Lauren, good morning. You're caller 20.
Hi, thank you.
Are you able to hear us okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm coming in low for some reason.
I am. Yeah. I can totally tell that.
Yeah, here we go.
Now I sound normal again. Okay. So here we go, Lauren. You are in for the Mega Minute. You've got these Josh Groban tickets that are as good as yours. All you got to do is answer these questions in 60 seconds. You think you can do it?
I hope so.
Okay.
All right, Lauren. You got those 10 questions. Now, if you do get one wrong or if you pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And Lauren, the Mega Minute, you start now.
Finish the Christmas lyric, dashing through the snow.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Yes. December 21st is the first day of what season?
Winter.
Yes. What is the Jewish holiday that lasts 8 days in December?
Hanukkah.
Yes. If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
Yes. What famous Christmas tree got lit in New York City last night?
Rockefeller.
Yes. So come and knock on our door is the opening line to what TV theme song?
Oh, pass.
What Ivy League school is located in Boston?
Harvard?
Yes. What pop singer was named Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century?
Oh, Ariana Grande?
No. Zooey Deschanel plays Jovi in what Christmas movie?
Oh, pass.
What Las Vegas hotel is inspired by a city in France? Oh.
Paris?
Yes. Oh. I'm still going to give you that, even though it doesn't matter. Oh, Lauren! that was tough. We got caught up on...
Yes.
You were, like, on a roll. I think you got the first five. Like, boom, boom, boom. And then it was that TV show theme song one. I'm going to say it again. And maybe if I sing it more, you'll understand what...
I know. I can hear the tune to it. Like, come on, knock on my door. But I don't know...
We've been waiting for you.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jack Tripper?
Three's Company. Old show. You're probably too young for that. What pop singer was named Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century? That's Beyonce. Zooey Deschanel plays Jovi. And what Christmas movie? That is Elf. Ooh. And that means another victim of the Mega Minute. Lauren, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so bummed. I really thought that we had a winner today. That means caller 20. These tickets are yours, two of them, to see Josh Groban, the Gems exclusive Las Vegas residency engagement over at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. These tickets are yours right now for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I don't know if you guys have been following this story. It's wild. It's at 6:45 a.m. yesterday in New York City. UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, he was headed to an investor conference and a gunman approached him from behind, fired several shots. He was pronounced dead at a local hospital about a half hour later. Police say that this guy arrived at the location about 5 minutes before Thompson did and said that it was definitely a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted account. His wife, Paulette Thompson, said there had been some threats against her husband recently. And she says that she doesn't know if it was lack of coverage or what. But you can see in video, the surveillance video that was released, the suspect was wearing a black hoodie, black pants, was carrying a gray backpack. Police believe he used a firearm with a silencer equipped. And the manhunt continues in New York City. They're offering a $10,000 reward for any information on that. And then it was reported that detectives discovered words written on the shell casings that were found at the scene. Some of those words include deny, defend, and depose on them.
The only video they have is a video of him. He went to a Starbucks minutes before the shooting and bought like something to drink and a protein bar. And then you see a video of him like tossing the stuff once he left the Starbucks. That's like the only video they have of this guy. And he has like a hoodie and a little bit of a mask up. So it's really hard to tell who this person is, but definitely a premeditated attack and so scary. And reading stories online, is it someone that had an issue with their coverage? Maybe they were denied coverage and a loved one was denied coverage and that loved one passed away. Who is this person and what was their motive in doing this horrific act?
The shooter left on foot. He used a rental e-bike to fully leave the scene of the crime, and then they say the e-bike was tracked entering Central Park, and they're working with the rental company to figure out where it went using GPS. But just a really crazy story. If we have more details, we'll keep you guys posted on that. Also this morning, is there like a normal amount of money to spend on your kids during the holidays? It really depends on your financial situation, and of course whether they're on the naughty or nice list. But a new survey asked parents what they typically spend buying presents for their little ones to get a general idea. They say the average parent spends $173 on holiday presents for each kid, but moms say they spend less per kid the more kids that they have, which makes sense.
Oh, I mean, sure.
Like, you're not made out of money here. They say families with just one kid shell out an average of $202 on presents for their only child, while those with multiple kids are about $170 each. I always felt like Santa brought us the best presents. I felt like mom and dad's presents were like the clothes and the socks and like the boring stuff, but Santa always delivered with the good stuff, the toys, the dolls, the things that I really, really wanted.
Yeah, mom and dad's piles were boring.
Yeah, I
got excited to see my pile or my sister's stuff or my brother's stuff. Yeah, Santa was very nice. Santa is blessed by Santa.
I do remember saying to my mom, and I feel bad about it to this day, why does Santa give better presents than you guys? And she was not happy when I said that.
So. Well, you know, Santa was delivering.
I wanted to know. All right. Finally, this morning, the once popular Mexican restaurant chain Chi-Chi's.
Hey, yeah.
It's gearing up for a revival.
Nearly
20 years after it closed up shop and filed for bankruptcy. I guess there was a very bad foodborne illness outbreak at the Chi-Chi's. We didn't have Chi-Chi's where I grew up. So I read about it. I researched it. The brand, which has been kept alive through a line of grocery products, is going to return to the dining scene next year under the leadership of the founder's son. It's known for its Tex-Mex and signature dishes, and they really hope that people that are feeling that nostalgia for the place will come back and visit. So Chi-Chi's making a comeback.
We used to do many birthdays at Chi-Chi's, and they did a special greeting. They come to your table and they'd be like, happy, happy, happy birthday to you, ole. You're like, yeah.
Oh.
They put the sombrero on you. Laura and I, our second date was at Chi-Chi's in Washington, D.C. That's so funny.
I know. We didn't have it. We did have a Mexican restaurant. I don't know if it was a national chain or a local chain. Where I grew up, it was called Garcia's. And when you were just saying that song, I remember their theme songs. It went, Garcia's, ay, 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 Garcia's, ay, 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 ay. We would always sing that song.
These things, you don't forget these jingles and the way Chi-Chi sang happy birthday to you. I do remember the foodborne illness breakout that happened back in the day.
That's so sad. I had no idea.
Hey, do you have a Christmas theory you have for us?
It's not my personal theory. I read about this theory, and I want to see what, the more I think about it, the more I think it may be rooted in a little bit of truth. It's called the Christmas lights theory, and it all has to do with the lights on your house. How many lights on your house equates to this? Let's test the theory. If you have a house that's decorated with lights, you're not going to want to miss this. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Are Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel taking a break? We are going to talk about it coming up later on this hour in the Hot 3. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Have you guys heard of the Christmas light theory before?
No. What is this theory?
This is a theory that I was just reading about, and it has to do with decorating your house for the holidays. Do you have someone that has like a really elaborate Christmas decoration set up where it's just like the Griswolds from Christmas Vacation, lights everywhere, craziness, Santas, all of that? Do you know anyone that has that going on in their house?
Yes. Yeah, I have friends that go max out like that. All the lights galore. And then I have minimalist friends. So I have people in both spectrums.
Okay, so the theory is the more lights on the outside, the more problems on the inside. They say that the theory is that the more lights and Christmas decor you have, the more messed up your family is. Do you agree with that? 702-364-9400. So I just read about this theory, and I'm thinking back to the most over the top decorated house I've ever seen. And they lived across the street from us growing up, the Vermillions. And I babysat for the Vermillions on occasion. Nice family, didn't know anything at the time. I was young, you know, but now I look back and I found out a lot of things about the Vermillions that I did not know as a child. I found out that the son, Willie, ended up in jail.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what for. My mom just said that that's what she had found out. The parents divorced because not one person was cheating on the other, but both were cheating on each other. And my mom told me that she would see when he would leave for work that some dude would show up at the house.
Oh, she saw the other guy.
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
And I actually saw the guy, the dad, we had a field trip one day in downtown Denver, and there was this food court we went to, and I saw him, and I was going to wave to him, but he was with another woman, and he saw me, and he, like, left. So
I remember the story. So that was Mr. Vermillion?
Yes, Mr. Vermillion. And then the daughter, Jessica, my mom told me that she got pregnant at, like, 14 or 15. I was like, I did not know that.
Oh,
I have not heard that. And so their house was beautiful. There were reindeer that moved. There were there was a Santa Claus, lights everywhere. Do you agree with this Christmas light theory? This is only one family that had the most beautiful light display I've ever seen. But is there some truth to this? 702-364-9400. Brittany, good morning.
Hi.
Have you heard of this theory and do you agree with it?
I've never heard of it, but I do definitely agree.
Who is like your example for this?
So I had a friend growing up, and her next door neighbor, the parents were like lifelong friends, and they had a super elaborate decoration. Their yards were like connected, and they made like a ice skating rink, and there were snowmen that like actually ice skated on it. But they connected both of their houses with decorations. It was crazy.
And what were the problems that you found out about?
So the more her friend, like the neighbor house than hers, but the neighbor, it was like the same thing. The son later in life, like ended up in jail. The daughter was a teen mom. Like, everybody struggled with addiction. Like, it was a whole hot mess in there. But Christmas time, it was perfect.
I don't know. I mean, what would be the link to that? Because I'm sure there's tons of people who love to decorate their home. And they're, you know, every family has problems, but doesn't mean that you have more problems, does it?
Based on this theory, I'm thinking of my one friend who was always kind of the low-key Christmas person. This year, over-the-top lights, posting all about it on social media. This year, going through a horrible, horrible divorce.
What?
So maybe it's something overcompensating, or there's some comfort in putting up the lights, but he was always low-key. This year, he's like Father Christmas. I'm like, and you say that, wow, his life was really hard the past year.
Okay, let's talk about it. 702-364-9400. If you come from a highly decorated house, are you offended by this? Or are you like, well, maybe there's a little truth to us? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about the Christmas lights theory. The theory is the more lights on the outside of the house, the more problems on the inside of the house. What do you think, Yvette?
I think that is not true. Because I'm one of those people that have a bunch of decorations inside and out of the house, and my family is fine. I have a really great relationship with my mom, my sister, my husband, my kids. I mean, we have problems like every other family, but we are doing like nothing over the top problems that take you like out of your world, you know?
Yeah, I feel like every family has problems. So it's kind of tough to say like, oh, you have more problems if you have more lights. It's just odd that the one family that had the lights in my neighborhood did have some issues. But Yvette, you're like, all is good. What's the biggest problem that you guys are running into right now as a family?
Actually, I have preteens and a teenager at my house. So the biggest problem is to shower, brush your teeth, you know, wake up early to go to school. That's the biggest problem that we have right now, thank God, you know, but that's, I would say, you know, like, I would say that they're like every problem.
Yeah, if like having a teenager that you have to force to shower is your biggest problem, I say put all the lights on my house. Like, that's not the worst problem to have. Hey, thank you, Yvette.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
This is the first time since 1999 that we don't have a Goodman as mayor of our city.
Yeah. Shelley Berkley, officially the newest mayor of Las Vegas. She was sworn in yesterday at Las Vegas City Hall. And so now we have an official Mayor Berkley in the house.
You become Mayor Mercedes. You win the election, Mercedes, become mayor of Las Vegas. What is your first thing to do with our city of Las Vegas?
Oh, that's tough. There's some things that need to be worked on in this city. I know her. her priorities. I saw her list of priorities. It's to resolve this dispute with the Badlands Golf Course that the city has been like in litigation over the development of that for a while. And then another thing that she wants to address is the homeless crisis that our city has. Good. I think I would do that. I think that really needs to be addressed, and we need to find a way. And then like safety too. I think safety is a big thing, whether you are a tourist in the city or you are living here. Those would also be the Badlands thing. I would be putting on the back burner. I don't, but I think we need to work on the homeless situation.
You become mayor of Las Vegas. What is the first thing you do when you take over our city? I would look at education, work on our education system, but also let's repave these streets. If we can put up an F1 racetrack on the strip, let's fix Desert Inn. Let's fix some of these other roads that are real bumpy and need major work.
Does the mayor have like a jurisdiction over like education? Is that something that they is that them, or is that like Board of Education?
It's just
kind
Board of
thing?
Education, probably.
I mean, I think it's something that we all think about, but yeah, what's the number one thing? The roads, as far as that goes, what do you mean specifically?
Repave.
Nothing with the lights.
Oh, fix our traffic lights too. And get rid of the construction cones too that are not needed in so many areas of this town. But so many roads in the city just need a little repaving. The one that comes to mind is Desert Inn. Desert Inn's getting real bumpy. Spring Mountain's getting real bumpy. Let's fix some of these roads out there.
Yeah, it's hit or miss. I think like the traffic lights too. We need to figure out a thing so I'm not stuck at one for 8 minutes, you know, just waiting to turn left. It gets to be ridiculous.
What was your theory though? That it's so true. If you're running, if you're early, you're going to hit all green lights?
Yeah, and if you're late, you will hit every single red light. That's just life in general. It's like the universe knows if you're in a rush or something. Steph, if you're the mayor of Vegas, what's the first thing you work on?
I've heard about the bed bug problem in the casinos. We got to stop the bed bugs. And all around the valley, the bed bugs I heard are a problem. But really, honestly, it's the lights as well. When I'm driving here on to the radio station, it is so dark that there's not enough lights. So I would love to implement more lights during especially those dark hours. And it's getting dark earlier. More accidents.
Overhead lights, not traffic lights. Overhead lights.
Yeah,
okay.
Overhead lights. Mm-hmm.
Safety, mm-hmm. Crime, like all of that stuff. I think that all, because you'll get more crime where it's darker. You know what I mean? Like people can't see what's going on. And yeah, that can get really dangerous.
Now, Mayor Steph, not to press you here, but as a member of the press, I would like to know, how do you plan on handling the bed bug situation in our hotels?
We need more pest control and pay them better. I know our buddy Corey would admit it. He knows there's a problem, and we got to get more people in there, and we got to get them a better rate, better money, better benefits.
I think that it would be funny if the bed bugs revolted and they were like, they started picketing City Hall against you.
Mayor, step out!
This mayor is against us!
There were the little signs. No, no more Steph! No more Steph!
I resign, okay?
No,
I can't
all
take
because
it.
Of the bed bugs.
The bed bug scandal. Steph pocketing bed bug funds to go on vacation.
Hey, I'm out of Hawaii. Oh, I don't know. I got a raise. That's why.
Here we go. Time for a heads up and time for you to call 702-364-9400. You want to be caller 20 because caller 20 plays heads up for a really fun prize.
We have your tickets right now to this show that everybody's talking about. It's supposed to be so good, an immersive experience. It's called Disco Show by Spiegel World. It looks like a blast, and you are going when you win heads up. It's happening at the Link Promenade. Caller 20 right now. You're playing heads up. You pick your category and you pick your partner, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you win tickets to the show. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
You ready? It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
You're caller 20. Woo! You're playing Heads Up.
Thank you.
Let's do it. We've got your tickets to see Disco Show by Spiegel World at the Link Promenade. I just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Funky Town or Times Square?
Funky Town.
Funky Town it is. All right. Well, since we're playing for these Disco Show tickets, we want you to name things that are associated with the disco era, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's like that 70s vibe going on here. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Michelle, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and you start now.
This is a famous group from the 70s. They sing Saturday Night Fever.
Bee Gees.
These are the type of pants they wore. They were very wide at the bottom.
Bell bottom.
Yes. This is the movie with John Travolta about dancing. No, it was like he was a disco dancer, and it wasn't, it didn't happen
Saturday
on
Night Fever?
Yes. This is the type of things they wore on their feet. It made them really tall.
Platform shoes.
Yes. This is a group from I think Sweden. They sing Dancing Queen. Uh-huh. Yes. This is a dance you could do. It's do the blub blub. Do 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 do. If you're in a rush, you have to really do this.
10 seconds.
Okay, pass. This is when you put wheels on these shoes and you go around a rink.
Roller skating.
Yes! You got it!
Whoa! Right there under the wire, Michelle.
Nice job! Oh, man, I was struggling on that one for the hustle. It was the hustle. Do you know that one? Do the hustle. My singing skills are not good. We learned that earlier this week when we tried to sing the Wicked note. So, yeah. Congratulations, Michelle. You just won these tickets, two of them, to see Disco Show by Spiegel World.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. Now, next hour, it's the 12 Days of Christmas. It's happening at 9:40 when you get to pick a present from under the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree. Concert tickets, Apple products, spa packages, dinners, all kinds of great presents. You get to pick one at 9:40.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Well, the new reports out are about Justin Timberlake and his wife, Jessica Biel. They're saying that the two of them are on a marital break for the holidays. They say, sources say emotionally, it will be a relief for Jessica to get away from all of the drama. They say that she'll probably go to one or two of his concerts just to show she's willing to support him. But privately, she's relieved that they're going to be giving this relationship some space so that she can catch up on her own projects, see her friends, and get away from all this craziness.
No, Us Weekly is just putting out an article. Either just put it out or came out yesterday saying that their relationship is on solid grounds after all the DWI drama.
That's, I mean, who can you believe? You know, this was from Radar Online, the not so always reliable Radar Online. So, yeah, he's right now on his Forget Tomorrow World Tour through the holiday season. And they've been married for 12 years. Yeah, they had some rocky patches, but I don't know. It's just the holidays seem like the time. I've seen friends of mine who've wanted to break up with people, but they don't do it because it's the holidays and they wait till the holidays are over to do it. So I don't know. You would think that at that point, you know, maybe you would hang in there and then take your break after the holidays.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, you're not happy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. Also this morning, this is, everyone stumbles on words here and there. And there are some words that tend to trip people up more often. This new report has come out from Babbel, and they are out with their annual list of the most mispronounced words of 2024. It's out now. It might make you feel better about some of the words that you have struggled with this year. So I'm sure I'll butcher every single one of these. The list features some well-known people, some pop culture references. The person who ran against Donald Trump for president this year, her name was
Kamala Harris.
You said it correctly.
All right.
Kamala Harris. That was on the list. The guy that was dating Sabrina Carpenter and they allegedly cheated on her.
Oh, I don't know his name. Steph, do you know the person?
Is it Barry Keoghan?
You said it right. I just call him Barry Keoghan, and it's Barry Keoghan.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people mispronounce that. Do you guys know, you probably don't know, the dog breed of Shohei Ohtani, his dog, Decoy? Do you know what breed he is?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I'm going to mess this up.
Uh-oh.
Quaker Hunche? Quaker Hunche, that's one of the most mispronounced words in the U.S.
Oh, I'm looking it up. Just reading it, I'm butchering up the first syllable.
It looks like Kookier Hondi. Yeah. But it's Quaker Hunche. That's the type of dog. Pete Buttigieg is on this list. The website where you get cheap clothes.
Temu?
No, clothes.
Sheen.
It's Shein.
No way.
It's Shein, you guys. I thought it was Shein also.
I mean, it's the way it's spelled, Shein.
Yeah,
it's Shein. Is it because she's inside the clothes?
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Let me see what else is on here. She is Tom Holland's girlfriend.
Zendaya.
You guys said it right. Zendaya.
How do people mispronounce it?
A lot of people say Zendaya.
Zendaya?
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time coming up with the answers, let alone saying the names properly for this pop culture quiz.
The singer that sings Good Luck, Babe.
Chappell Roan.
We know that one. But
because of your daughter.
A lot of people call her Chappelle Roan, apparently.
I shouldn't laugh because I butcher names all the time.
Finally, this morning, Flavor Flav, he is not happy. He's speaking out again about a confusing incident with NBC. I guess he took to social media to say that he was upset because he got kicked out of the Backstreet Boys dressing room at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting last night. So he says he was invited, but network staff escorted him out, saying he was not supposed to be in the area. And then on the way out, things got really weird. He says, at the same time, their social media woman came up and asked to capture social content. What did I ever do to NBC or anyone? All I ever do is try to spread joy and love. And I think I did that for NBC at the Olympics. So he's really upset. He wanted to hang out with the Backstreet Boys and they kicked him out.
And then he's saying the Backstreet Boys invited him back there. NBC says, no, you weren't. But in the meantime, let's get some social media content before we kick you out. You can't do that. You either got to kick him out or let him stay if you're grabbing social media content.
Can you try and hit the Mariah Carey high note on "It's Time" before you walk out of there, please? That should be our next challenge, like the Wicked one. You know when she goes, "It's time."
Yes.
Do you guys think you could hit the "It's time"? Wait, I don't know if we even
have it.
Do we have it? Steph is probably looking
for it
right now.
Right
okay,
now.
Here we go.
It's time!
Did anyone get that?
Easy. I'll go first,
go.
Right? It's time!
Okay. I'll go next because we're going to say Steph because we know she can sing. So she's going to be good, I'm sure. Here.
It's time! Oh, man. I'm so sorry, everyone listening.
My ears hurt.
Oh. Wow, you guys are mean. Whatever.
My ears hurt.
It wasn't as bad as yours. I didn't say anything mean about you. What the heck? Rude.
The glass is shattered here in the studio.
Okay, Steph, here you go.
It's time!
It's not that bad, though.
It was terrible. What are you talking
about? That was not compared to yours and mine. She's not that bad.
Time!
All on the count of three. Ready? We'll do it like pentatonics. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. It's time!
Mercedes! Play along!
I'm projecting. I'm upset.
That's fine.
Oh my gosh. I had someone come up to me yesterday to speak about these things who was just ranting and raving how much they love The Merry Gentlemen, saying they liked it better than Hot Frosty.
Oh, gosh.
What movie? Are you sure they watched the one with Chad Michael Murray?
Yes!
There's another Merry Gentleman. Maybe it was a different one.
The Michael
one.
Keaton one? No,
yes.
This was the Chad Michael. They've been listening to our saga with Christmas movies, and they absolutely love that one. Rank it over Hot Frosty.
Yeah, this is JC with his practice conversations with himself in the mirror that he's having. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We have been talking a lot about these holiday movies, some of the Netflix, the Hallmark Channel movies, and things like that. So in honor of that, I have a game for you guys. It's called Christmas Classic or Holiday Hoax. And here's how it works. I give you the plot of a movie, and you tell me if this is a real movie by saying Christmas Classic Or if it's a fake movie. And if it's fake, you say holiday hoax. Okay?
All right.
All right. Steph, are you guys ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
Here we go. Christmas classic or holiday hoax? After being released from prison just before Christmas, an ex-con named Rudy takes the identity of his deceased cellmate to join a Christmas Eve heist planned by the cellmate's criminal brother. Is that a Christmas classic or is that a holiday hoax?
I'm going to say Christmas classic.
Christmas classic? You know what? Something is telling me that is a Christmas classic. Like, it's holiday in New York City type of deal. And then they're trying to come out and figure out who maybe someone stole their presents. Santa stole them and they're trying to figure it out. Maybe it's a Christmas classic.
The answer is, oh, I don't have my ding, ding, and buzz. Hold on. The answer is Christmas classic.
Yes!
That is the plot to the movie Reindeer Games, starring Ben Affleck and Charlize Theron. You are correct.
Oh my gosh, it's actually a big movie. I thought it was like a holiday, like D-list actors.
It sounded like the plot of Ocean's 11, kind of.
Okay, Christmas classic or holiday hoax? A group of kids discovers Santa's magical Christmas balls scattered around their small town and must find them all before midnight on Christmas Eve to save the holiday. What? The worst part about this 1972 Canadian Christmas movie is the creators did not realize that talking about Santa's balls would one day be creepy. Christmas classic or holiday hoax?
I'm going to say it's a Canadian Christmas classic. And so Santa's lost his balls?
The magical Christmas balls are scattered around a small town and they must find them before midnight on Christmas Eve to save the holiday.
I'm saying Christmas classic. I hope this is a Christmas classic because that way we can actually get the audio and play clips from this movie.
No, this is a holiday hoax. Absolutely not. Santa's balls, this be red flag. This sounds like a Christmas adult
film. It came out
film.
In the 70s.
No.
It's a different time in the
70s. It's a hoax.
Balls.
What are we going with?
I'm going with Christmas classic.
I'm staying with my hoax.
Okay,
Does it have to be a team thing where we decide on
72
something?
Well, I can't buzz or ding because one of you is wrong and one of you is right. So I will tell you it is a holiday hoax. Save Santa's Balls is not a real Christmas movie.
Until now, let's get a production company. Wahlberg, where are you at? Let's make this movie.
All right, here is another one. Christmas classic or holiday hoax? A miserly Italian landlord named Prune tries to evict Santa Claus from the North Pole by threatening to repossess his toy factory. With the help of a kind lawyer, Santa and his elves must fight to save Christmas. Is it a Christmas classic or is it a holiday hoax?
With like on trial and stuff in front of a judge?
No, I don't think this would pass through. I think this is also a holiday hoax. Someone's trying to evict Santa? No, holiday hoax.
I'm going to say holiday hoax as well. I don't see Santa. Then Santa has to go to hire an attorney.
No, I'm sorry. No, he's not. There's no lawyers.
Does
not
be cover these things, these kinds of issues.
This is a Christmas classic.
What?
It's called The Christmas That Almost Wasn't. It was made in 1966. It's an Italian-American film that has developed a cult following.
What's it called again?
The Christmas That Almost Wasn't.
Wow, is there English subtitles or what?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
We have to he was behind on rent.
Seriously.
All right, final one. Christmas classic or holiday hoax? In the snowy underground of the North Pole, disgruntled elves secretly run an after-hours fight club to settle disputes, vent frustrations, and crown the strongest elf. Chaos ensues when Santa discovers the club and decides to enter the ring himself to teach the elves a lesson about teamwork. Is that a Christmas classic or a holiday hoax?
Santa's in the ring teaching the elves how to box?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, there was a movie called Silent Night, Deadly Night about an evil Santa. So I see this kind of like some cult following, some classic from the 80s or something.
I could see it too.
Scrappy elves.
A Christmas classic with the Fight Club Christmas edition.
Muscular Santa.
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay, so you say it is a Christmas classic? That is incorrect. Oh. Frostbite Fight Club is a holiday hoax.
Oh,
Frostbite Fight Club.
We should make it. It'd be so good.
Oh, man, I have a list of these. We'll have to try this again. Some of these are hilarious.
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
And it is day number 4 of the 12 days of Christmas. And let's talk to Nicole. Merry Christmas, Nicole.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
You are caller 20, and so you get to take a peek under our beautiful Christmas tree. Isn't this gorgeous? Like all the lights, the garland, the ornaments.
Stunning.
All the presents underneath. There's dinners under there. There's concerts, Apple products, guitars. Like that, I don't know how they wrap. Like, has the guitar been picked? Because, like, how do you even wrap that?
I don't. Yeah, Santa's elves.
I can't tell. There's so many presents here. So here's the deal, Nicole. You get to pick one of the presents under the tree, and we'll open it up and see what's inside. Now, there are some numbers that have been picked. So instead of going through all those numbers, I'll just have you pick a number, and if it's been picked, I'll tell you to pick another one. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so what number do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with 8.
Number 8 is under there somewhere. Okay, hold on.
Here's the process, Nicole. Now Mercedes has to dive into these gifts.
I mean,
move that rap guitar.
There's too many. I don't even know if that's what that is here. There's some envelopes. That's number... Okay, there's 6. That's not it. Hold on. Sorry.
Okay, oh, no.
Like... 17.
They're spread out all over the place.
Okay. Oh, I found it. It's 8. It's a box. I finally get to open a box. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hold on one second here. Let's open it up and see. I'm not doing this very nice. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm actually so excited. Wait a second. This is like multiple things here.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. You got, there's 2 presents here.
2?
Yes.
Santa double gifted?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure this. Oh my gosh. Okay. So first of all, Nicole, you just got an Apple Watch SE Gen 2 valued at $200 courtesy of RCA Records.
Oh.
But that's not it. That's not it. There's something else taped to this box. It is a holiday diamond charm bracelet from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Oh my gosh, congratulations! This is incredible! 2-in-1!
Oh my gosh, thank you!
I think in the history of Christmas, that's the first ever 2-in-1 gift.
I'm opening this box. This bracelet, oh my gosh, this bracelet is so cute. And you got an app. So you can wear the watch on one wrist, the bracelet on the other, and you are all good to go. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Nicole.
You guys, thank you so much.
Merry Christmas to you. And the 12 days of Christmas, it continues with us again tomorrow morning at 9:40. And then again this afternoon in the 5 o'clock hour. Actually, J-Love will be in doing Christmas with you. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's fine.
4.1 Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. And if you missed any part of it, every day we put up our podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. And you can get it on the Odyssey app. Just make sure you download that app. It's free. You can listen to Mix 94.1 wherever you go. We are headed out. So Heather is actually coming up next. She's in for J-Love, and then J-Love is in for Heather. They're flip-flopping today. I don't know. Maybe they have, like, doctor's appointments or something.
Switcheroo.
But we are going to be hearing from her next, so stick around. And then, yes, stay here, because when J-Love's on this afternoon, you'll have another shot at one of the presents under our Christmas tree, all part of the 12 days of Christmas, just after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We are headed out, and right now it's time for the line of the day.
Well, this morning it was the Mariah Carey high note challenge, and we're talking about this high note right here. Try to hit that high note. So how do we do? Well, let's start with me. It's time! We'll go to Mercedes next.
It's time!
And with Steph.
It's time! One of these days we'll get one of those notes. But yeah, Steph, yours is respectable. It would pass.
It's mid.
At least it passes, you know. It's a C, but it's not F's like us.
Maybe like a C minus.
I think actually Mercedes, listening to that a second time, the first time was a little harsh. I would give you a C minus.
Oh, wow.
C's for degrees.
I think I'm below average.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2180 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.